Governor Mark Gordon and leaders from some of the top rodeos in the state this month announced that the major events would be canceled this year. That's due to the COVID-19 pandemic and the health safety measures that would have had to be put in place for those events. Wyoming Public Radio's Catherine Wheeler spoke with Billy Kraft and Zane Garstead, who head up the Sheridan Wyo Rodeo. First, Kraft explains why they came to the decision to put the 90th anniversary celebration on hold.
This decision was arrived at very painfully, and after a tremendous amount of discussion and looking at options and alternatives, not just with ourselves, but with a statewide group, with our county and state health officials, the governor's office, and the six rodeos that worked together to make this decision. And we've been at this for 6 weeks. We tried every way we could think of to try to make something work. And there's just not a box or a bottle that you can put this situation in that will float. It just won't work. And we want to make sure that people understand that nobody made us do this.
This is obviously a really important weekend to Sheridan. How are you feeling about the effects it will have down the line for local businesses this summer?
It's really tough to make a call like this when this is without a doubt the single biggest week in the Sheridan economy. It's a big deal, and we don't know exactly what it is, but we know it's somewhere north of $6 million for the community. We felt the potential risk, the long-term risk to the economy by going forward with the event and then risking a spike in the disease, which then shut everything down for an undetermined period of time, be it another 2 months, 6 months, another 10 or 12, it would bankrupt Main Street. So we think in the long term, we're better off to take this short-term hit and continue our reopening process than we were to try to move forward and risk shutting the whole thing down.
Because the spirit of the event would have been impacted by the restrictions you would have had to put in place, like masks and social distancing. It just changes the nature of it. And so did that also factor into your group decision on that?
You don't go to something like this by yourself. A few people may, but a very few. You go with family, you go with friends, you go with loved ones, whatever. And to go experience that when you have to be separated from them, and even if you could sit six or seven together, it's still not the same because it's the social event for the community. Whether it's Cheyenne, Sheridan, Cody, it doesn't make any difference. People get together, and a lot of them, that's the only time they'll see each other all summer. To think that we could produce an event and implement the social distancing directives and requirements that were handed down and still have people experience a positive week or an hour, whatever it was they took part in, it couldn't happen. It was not going to be the same.
And Zane, I mean, also did that play into, you know, thinking about vendors or people that work or volunteer for the rodeo?
We couldn't have half a rodeo, half an event. You can't have an event. We have the parade. We have the carnival. We have street dances, the powwow. We have, our gold buckle booster club thing. There's 750 people in one area. And you start taking those things away, and then you say, who has to stay away? We have to have half the vendors that we usually do. So we were in a no-win situation. It was better that we probably said no rodeo at all than to jeopardize our relationships with the people that we work with year in and year out.
And so obviously there are still limits about what we can all do in public or what's open, things like that. Are you planning on doing anything in lieu of the rodeo or, you know, having some sort of event, doing something to fill that week or a day?
I think there's a lot of potential for that. And I think as we've come to understand that we all need each other, that we even get together with city and county officials and travel and tourism, and we have a meeting and just say, hey, what could we do? What could we do with the, you know, the restrictions that we have on group sizes? But there's things out there, and people are entrepreneurs, and you know that people are going to figure out something to do, and thank goodness for that.
If there's a silver lining in this thing, and it's really hard to call it a silver lining, but if there's a positive note to this, it's the relationships that have been built through this process of trying to figure out how to deal with it. We've never had a Wyoming Pro Rodeo coalition before. I mean, this is there's some good things that will come in the future because of what started here.
That was Billy Kraft and Zane Garstead, who head the Sheridan Wyo Rodeo. They were speaking with Catherine Wheeler. Since the governor's initial announcement, the Cody Stampede has decided to still hold their rodeo with restrictions from the state health officer.